The Nuclear Option, A.G. Barr, Religious Freedom versus Secular Zealots. By Charles Hurd on October 21, 2019. As the Caribbean saying goes, I chucked a rock and the pen and a pig squealed. This explains all the frenzied squealing and indignant grunting we heard in response to the speech Attorney General William Barr gave last week to law students at the University of Notre Dame about the increasing hostility toward religious liberty in America. Mr. Barr raised alarm over the force, fervor, and comprehensiveness of the assault on religion we are experiencing today. For anyone thinking this is some random force or natural course of history, he jolted a harsh warning. This is not decay. It is organized destruction, he said. Secularists and their allies among the progressives have marshaled all the force of mass communications, popular culture, the entertainment industry and academia in an unremitting assault on religion and traditional values. Anyone who missed the speech should find it and watch it. Anyone with a child in school should print out the speech and send it to him or her, or any of the other 16 genders schools are offering for students these days. The smorgasbord of gender options inspires snorts of laughter among serious people, vexes anyone who believes in actual science and causes others to scoff and walk away. But the infidels and infaniles who are running higher education today must be confronted with more than just laughter and dismissal. They are, after all, the ones destroying America by poisoning the minds of children. That is why the Attorney General's speech at Notre Dame is so important. It is also why so many boors in the media took such offense to the speech and began squealing like a herd of mad swine racing for the lake. One magazine cried that Mr. Barr is neck-deep in extremist Catholic institutions. For defending religious liberty? Oh my. They make precisely William Barr's point for him. A major newspaper opined, God is now Trump's co-conspirator. It was not meant as a compliment, again proving Mr. Barr's point. Is this Barr's cry for help? Pondered another major newspaper. All the squealing proved not only Mr. Barr's point about the rabid intolerance of religious liberty but also that so many of the intellectuals in charge of American magazines and newspapers have already been poisoned by the nonsense and dishonesty dispensed by higher education these days. These people are not only anti-religion, but they also are anti-science, anti-history, and anti-liberty. Alexander Hamilton would weep if he knew the power these people now hold in his beloved republic. Picking up on the founder's discussion of man's capacity for both great good and great evil, Mr. Barr said the coercive power of government cannot alone maintain a civil society. There must be other, more free and voluntary, guides of citizens' behavior. The notion of self-governance, he said, has dual meaning. It did not mean primarily the mechanics by which we select a representative legislative body. It referred to the capacity of each individual to restrain and govern themselves. Particularly alarming to Mr. Barr is the lust with which secular zealots go after personal, private religion. Militant secularists today do not have a live and let live spirit, he said. They are not content to leave religious people alone to practice their faith. Instead, they seem to take delight in compelling people to violate their conscience. It is that very lust that leads political monsters to create untamable leviathans like Obamacare, which forces the Little Sisters of the Poor to violate their most precious religious convictions. Is it any surprise, then, to see citizens turn on one another with the same evil lust? Contact Charles Hurd at Sherd@WashingtonTimes.com or on Twitter @CharlesHurd.